And we are joined by the lovely Ella, who we've just been chatting to.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Ella is here talking about the debut show in the Fringe Festival upcoming called Butterfly Flutters / January Burns.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be
here.
Yeah,
in person. We were just saying it's lovely having people in person. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Welcome. So exciting.
Yeah. Firstly, congratulations. It's a debut show for the listeners that don't know.
Yes, well, we had it in the Lunchtime Theatre program last year.
Cool.
But it's, debut to, well, for the Fringe Festival, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Yeah.
The Fringe Festival. I'm excited for the Fringe Festival.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah?
Me
so
too. Good.
So much good content.
Yes. And how are you feeling about being a part of the Fringe Festival performing?
It's really amazing, actually, because, you know, it's such a place for experimentation and creative exploration that I'm just so excited to bring a show that has had a university audience to the wider public, to get more people interested, hopefully, in the personalization of science.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
An awesome topic as someone in science.
Totally.
Super interesting. And on that train of thought, where did the idea for the show really come from, if there's a particular starting point?
Yeah, absolutely. So the show, it originated last year in a paper called Theatre from Science, which was just sort of like a one-off paper that was offered last year by Hilary Halber. And essentially we looked at a lot of different plays that encountered science. So some looked at medical issues and others were sort of more like physics based, and so we sort of discovered that, you know, within the staging, you know, you could really like draw out concepts of like the nucleus, the atom, right down to like particles, to whole experiences of how essentially the universe seems to function. So that was a lot of it. We had lecturers from the university come in and talk to us about things like chaos theory, the uncertainty principle.
Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Totally. And we had a person come over from America who helped work on this one play that we got inspiration from called Arcadia by Tom Stoppard.
Yeah.
And in that, it was about mapping fractals, so finding fractal patterns and how you would sort of create a formula to make forms of nature but within mathematics.
Cool.
So that's really
physics based, which is cool. Yeah, which is beyond my level of science understanding. But that's so cool that you have people that's their field and they would share that.
Totally. Yeah. And it's interesting you say it's beyond your level of understanding, because I think that's the feeling that people get with science, is that it's beyond them, but actually it's really tangible. And that's what I found with like the interdisciplinary approach of theatre and science makes it way more personal, because you can experience science, you can experience what these like concepts mean for yourself, because it's you're acting them. You're actually acting them. And we found that because a lot of plays based on chaos theory, and so we do have like one of the characters, Danielle, she is playing as a PhD student, and so she actually she educates about chaos theory. So that's one part of it, but actually an amazing part was when we were like creating the play, and even every performance we are experiencing chaos theory itself, because there is such an unpredictable nature to the art of theatre, because you don't know what's going to come up in performances.
Yeah.
You don't know, you can't predict the outcome of the situation, but you can set up your sort of initial conditions like an experiment, and then you are experimenting, you're playing and seeing what the outcome is.
I love that.
Yes.
Such an interesting way to like think about it and construct it,
and it does make sense.
Yeah, sure, totally.
I love that.
It's amazing. And it was actually really incredible in the rehearsal process with would set up initial conditions, because that's part of chaos theory, is you set up your initial conditions, and the idea is that small changes lead to large implications in the outcomes. So essentially, when we're experimenting, we had our situation and you just, like, we were completely taken over by this sort of unpredictable force that just led us to creating something that we just couldn't predict. We could never, have guessed that when we first started looking at other people's interpretations of science and theatre, that we would then form our own that looks the way it is in Butterfly Flutters, January Burns.
Yeah, cool.
So cool. Yeah. Yeah, so is that where you met your co-stars from that paper, or...
Yeah, well, essentially. I mean, we definitely had a lot to do with each other in various papers beforehand, but that's how we came together as collaborators.
That's so cool. So who are your collaborators?
Oh, like,
what are their roles in the play? What...
Mentioned one is the PhD student.
PhD student is played by Tabitha Littlejohn. And then we have Yosef Ulam, who's a physicist slash ghost, and he is played by Ray Spence. And then Kaiser Coles is playing George, and he is the law student, I believe. But his dad's a physicist, and he gets a diagnosis which is life changing.
Yeah.
So interesting.
It sounds like it deals with a lot of it struck me as like sort of existential when it comes to thinking of the universe in this way. Is that probably one of the themes that you would see coming through?
100%. I feel like the experience of the play has been sort of experimenting with the idea of our place in the universe and understanding like the sort of scientific frameworks that place us within the universe. So definitely quite existential.
I feel like as a viewer you would get that as well. It sounds like it's definitely gonna come through
for sure. Absolutely, because I think the way we sort of phrase the information is to hopefully get the audience to think about their place in a universe, and sort of our main prods with that is thinking about how we either like we want to order the unpredictability, or sort of ideas of fate or misfortune, and how you deal with those, but how they sometimes seem to happen for a reason as well, even though it's like life throws curveballs, but it's like, do you try and change them, or do you surrender? Because I feel like that's something we all deal with, actually.
I think it would be like quite inspiring as well,
for sure,
as a performance, like addressing that sort of those topics that we all do. Everyone relates to,
for sure,
science or not.
That's the thing I think with like that's amazed me, is that science, it feels cold on its forefront, but actually when you dive in a little bit deeper, it's trying to understand the forces that regulate us, that regulate us and our place in the world, which are personal.
I think that you're bringing the like warmth of science to the forefront with this like physical theatrical aspect of it. It's just like so cool and so interesting, and that course you were talking about just sounds like the base bone of it.
I've not heard of that course.
No.
Because like it's someone in
in learning science.
In the sciences, I would say. I love that idea of, science communication and how other people, interact with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Was that course your, first sort of, exposure to this science? Concept of
it totally was.
Colder science?
It definitely was. And it wasn't something necessarily that I was overly familiar with. I mean, I definitely looked into the mix of environmentalism and science, because that's definitely something that has its place, communicating for the environment. But definitely apart from that, I had never really come across ideas of mathematics. Medical events, that's a common thing in theatre as well, people misfortunes of health, but then actually phrasing that from a medical perspective and putting things like chaos theory behind it all sorts. I hadn't really come across that in theatre before.
I haven't encountered theatre in such a way like that, so it's so exciting.
Super exciting.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about the show? It's coming up, is it beginning on the 19th? Have I got that right?
Yes,
19th,
that's right.
20th and 21st, 6 p.m.
6 p.m, yeah.
Ooh, I've got it down.
Yes,
that was on the fly.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
So that's the one. And it's going for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's digestible. I would say that, just don't be scared of the fact that it is science. I think the whole idea and what we've been talking about, that it's personable, it's approachable, which is, that's the goal. And it's science communication, I think, is so important in this day and age, in terms of environmentalism or, even the COVID pandemic, just all sorts. So I think it's just important now more than ever.
For sure. Really relevant and will continue to be.
For sure. And in terms of accessibility to actually see the show, so it's been performed in Allen Hall Theatre, which is very close to the Business School and the Archway. It's big red doors across the road from Unicole. Very, very close by.
And I believe there is also wheelchair access to the venue too.
Yes, and tickets are $15 as well, and you can get them on the Fringe website.
Yeah, which you definitely should, because I'm hooked on hearing about this.
So excited.
To be honest, very excited to see that.
Oh my god.
Wow, we have to wait, unfortunately, until the 19th. But
it'll come up quick.
Yeah, it does actually. As it all. Thank you so much for joining us.
Been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio.
Excited to see comes from the show. And I hope everyone else is too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
so welcome.
That was the Radio 191 Event Podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.